Welcome to Fenway Park in Boston, for the game between the Oakland Athletics and the Boston Red Sox. Here are the starting lineups. For the Oakland Athletics. Batting in the lead-off spot. The left fielder, Ricky Henderson. Batting second. The center fielder, Dwayne Murphy. Batting third. The right fielder, Davey Lopes. Batting fourth. The DH, Dave Kingman. Batting fifth. The third baseman, Carney Lansford. Batting sixth. The catcher, Mike Heath. Batting seventh. The first baseman, Bruce Bochy. Batting eighth. The second baseman, Tony Phillips. Batting ninth. The shortstop, Mark Wagner. Pitching for the Oakland Athletics, Chris Codaroli. For the Boston Red Sox. Batting in the lead-off spot. The third baseman, Wade Boggs. Batting second. The right fielder, Dwight Evans. Batting third. The left fielder, Jim Rice. Batting fourth. The center fielder, Tony Armas. Batting fifth. The DH, Mike Easler. Batting sixth. The first baseman, Bill Buckner. Batting seventh. The catcher, Rich Gedman. Batting eighth. The second baseman, Marty Barrett. Batting ninth. The shortstop, Glenn Hoffman. Pitching for the Boston Red Sox, Bob Ojeda. And now, play ball. Ricky Henderson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Henderson takes first base on ball four. Dwayne Murphy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Murphy takes first base on ball four. Henderson moves to second. Davey Lopes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lopes hits a ball on the ground towards short. Hoffman fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. Henderson moves to third. Two outs. Dave Kingman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kingman takes first base on ball four. Carney Lansford is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lansford hits a ball on the ground towards third. Boggs fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Athletics nothing, and the Red Sox nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Wade Boggs is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boggs hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Dwight Evans is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Evans hits a ball on the ground towards short. Wagner scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Boggs moves to second. One out. Jim Rice is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rice hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Boggs scores. It's 1-0, Red Sox. Tony Armas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Armas hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Lansford settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Mike Easler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Easler hits a long drive deep into center field. That ball is going, gone. A two-run home run. It's 3-0, Red Sox. Bill Buckner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Buckner hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Phillips scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Red Sox 3, and the Athletics nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Mike Heath is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Heath hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Bruce Bochy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bochy hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Heath moves to second. Tony Phillips is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Phillips hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Ojeda picks it up and fumbles the ball. That's a base hit and an error on Ojeda. Rice fumbles the ball. That's an error on Rice. Heath scores. Bhakti goes all the way around to score. Phillips moves to third. It's 3-2, Red Sox. Mark Wagner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wagner hits a ball on the ground towards short. Hoffman scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Phillips scores. That run is unearned. One out. It's Athletics, 3, Red Sox, 3. Ricky Henderson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Henderson is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Henderson hits a pop-up towards first. Buckner settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Dwayne Murphy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Murphy is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Murphy hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Barrett settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Athletics 3, and the Red Sox 3. The Red Sox will come to bat. Rich Gettman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gettman hits a pop-up towards short. Wagner settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Marty Barrett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Barrett hits a fly ball into center field. Murphy settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Glenn Hoffman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hoffman hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Wade Boggs is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boggs is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Boggs hits a fly ball towards right. Lopes settles under the ball, and drops it. That's an error on Lopes. Hoffman goes all the way around to score. Boggs moves to third. That run is unearned. It's 4-3, Red Sox. Dwight Evans is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Evans is 0-for-1 in the game. Evans hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Murphy. Evans reaches second base with a double. Boggs scores. That run is unearned. It's 5-3, Red Sox. Jim Rice is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rice is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Rice hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Evans scores. That run is unearned. It's 6-3, Red Sox. Tony Armas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Armas is 0-for-1 in the game. Armas hits a long drive deep into center field. That ball is going, gone. A 2-run home run. Two runs are unearned. It's 8-3, Red Sox. Mike Easler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Easler is 1-for-1 in the game, with a home run. He's got two RBIs. Easler hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Bill Buckner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Buckner is 0-for-1 in the game. Buckner hits a fly ball into right field. Lopes settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Red Sox 8, and the Athletics 3. The Athletics will come to bat. Davey Lopes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lopes is 0-for-1 in the game. Lopes hits a fly ball into left field. Rice settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Dave Kingman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kingman is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Kingman hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Armas. Kingman reaches second base with a double. Carney Lansford is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lansford is 0-for-1 in the game. Lansford takes first base on ball 4. Mike Heath is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Heath is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Heath hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Barrett fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Red Sox 8, and the Athletics 3. The Red Sox will come to bat. Rich Gedman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gedman is 0 for 1 in the game. Gedman strikes out. One out. Marty Barrett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Barrett is 0 for 1 in the game. Barrett hits a ball on the ground towards short. Wagner scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Glenn Hoffman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hoffman is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Hoffman hits a ball on the ground towards short. Wagner scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Red Sox 8, and the Athletics 3. The Athletics will come to bat. Bruce Bochy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bochy is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Bochy hits a fly ball into left field. Rice settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Tony Phillips is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Phillips is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Phillips hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Mark Wagner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wagner is 0 for 1 in the game. He's got one RBI. Wagner hits a ball on the ground towards second. Barrett scoops it up, steps on second, and throws to first for the double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Red Sox 8, and the Athletics 3. The Red Sox will come to bat. Wade Boggs is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boggs is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Boggs hits a ball on the ground towards third. Lansford fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Dwight Evans is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Evans is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double. He's got one RBI. Evans strikes out. Two outs. Jim Rice is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rice is 2 for 2 in the game, with two singles. He's got two RBIs. Rice hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Tony Armas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Armas is 1 for 2 in the game, with a home run. He's got two RBIs. Armas hits a ball on the ground towards short. Wagner fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Red Sox 8, and the Athletics 3. The Athletics will come to bat. Ricky Henderson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Henderson is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Henderson hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Armas. Henderson reaches second base with a double. Dwayne Murphy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Murphy is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Murphy hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Barrett settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Davey Lopes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lopes is 0 for 2 in the game. Lopes hits a ball on the ground towards short. Hoffman scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Dave Kingman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kingman is 1 for 1 in the game, with a double and a walk. Kingman strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Red Sox 8, and the Athletics 3. The Red Sox will come to bat. Mike Davis now playing right field. Mike Easler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Easler is 2 for 2 in the game, with a single and a home run. He's got two RBIs. Easler hits a fly ball into left field. Henderson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Bill Buckner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Buckner is 0 for 2 in the game. Buckner hits a ball on the ground towards first. Bhakdi scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Buckner for the out. Two outs. Rich Gedman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gedman is 0 for 2 in the game. Gedman hits a fly ball into center field. Murphy settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Red Sox 8, and the Athletics 3. The Athletics will come to bat. Carney Lansford is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lansford is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk, Lansford hits a fly ball into center field. Armas settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Mike Heath is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Heath is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Heath hits a ball on the ground towards third. Boggs fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Bruce Bhakdi is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bhakdi is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Bhakdi strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Red Sox 8, and the Athletics 3. The Red Sox will come to bat. Marty Barrett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Barrett is 0 for 2 in the game. Barrett takes first base on ball 4. Glenn Hoffman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hoffman is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Hoffman hits a ball on the ground in front of the plate. Heath fields it and throws to second for the out. One out. Wade Boggs is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Hoffman. The throw from Heath and he is out, Wagner applying the tag. Two outs. Wade Boggs is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boggs is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Boggs hits a ball on the ground towards third. Lansford fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Red Sox 8, and the Athletics 3. The Athletics will come to bat. Tony Phillips is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Phillips is 2 for 2 in the game, with two singles. Phillips hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Ojeda fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Bill Almon pinch hits for Mark Wagner. Bill Almon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Almon hits a long drive deep into center field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 8-4, Red Sox. Ricky Henderson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Henderson is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double and a walk. Henderson hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Dwayne Murphy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Murphy is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. Murphy hits a fly ball into left field. Rice settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Mike Davis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Henderson. The throw from Gedman and he is safe. Henderson steals second. Mike Davis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Davis hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Armas. Davis reaches second base with a double. Henderson scores. It's 8-5, Red Sox. Mark Clear now pitching. Dave Kingman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kingman is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double and a walk. Kingman hits a long drive deep into center field. That ball is going, gone. A 2-run home run. It's 8-7, Red Sox. Carney Lansford is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lansford is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. Lansford strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Red Sox 8, and the Athletics 7. The Red Sox will come to bat. Keith Atherton now pitching. Tony Phillips now playing shortstop. Joe Morgan now playing second base. Dwight Evans is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Evans is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. He's got one RBI. Evans hits a long drive deep into center field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 9-7, Red Sox. Jim Rice is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rice is 3-for-3 in the game, with 3 singles. He's got 2 RBIs. Rice hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Tony Armas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Armas is 1-for-3 in the game, with a home run. He's got 2 RBIs. Armas strikes out. There goes Rice. Here's the throw, and he's safe. 1 out. Gorman Heimuller now pitching. Mike Easler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Easler is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single and a home run. He's got 2 RBIs. Easler hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Morgan scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Rice moves to third. 2 outs. Bill Buckner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Buckner is 0-for-3 in the game. Buckner takes first base on ball 4. Reed Nichols pinch hits for Rich Gedman. Reed Nichols is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Nichols takes first base on ball 4. Buckner moves to second. Marty Barrett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Barrett is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk, Barrett hits a ball on the ground towards third. Lansford fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Red Sox 9, and the Athletics 7. The Athletics will come to bat. Jeff Newman now catching. Mike Heath is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Heath is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Heath hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Bruce Bochy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bochy is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Bochy strikes out. 1 out. Tony Phillips is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Phillips is 2-for-3 in the game, with 2 singles. Phillips hits a fly ball into left field. Rice settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Joe Morgan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Morgan hits a fly ball into left field. Rice settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Red Sox 9, and the Athletics 7. The Red Sox will come to bat. Glenn Hoffman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hoffman is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Hoffman hits a fly ball into right field. Davis settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 1 out. Wade Boggs is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boggs is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. Boggs hits a fly ball into center field. Murphy settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Dwight Evans is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Evans is 2-for-4 in the game, with a double and a home run. He's got 2 RBIs. Evans takes first base on ball 4. Jim Rice is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rice is 4-for-4 in the game, with 4 singles. He's got 2 RBIs. Rice strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Red Sox 9, and the Athletics 7. The Athletics will come to bat. Ricky Henderson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Henderson is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single, a double, and a walk. Henderson takes first base on ball 4. Dwayne Murphy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Henderson. The throw from Newman and he is safe. Henderson steals second. Dwayne Murphy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Murphy is 0 for 3 in the game. With a walk, Murphy hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Barrett settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Mike Davis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Davis is 1 for 1 in the game, with a double. He's got one RBI. Davis hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Henderson scores. It's 9-8, Red Sox. Dave Kingman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kingman is 2 for 3 in the game, with a double, a home run, and a walk. He's got two RBIs. Kingman hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Davis moves to second. Ray Burris pinch runs for Dave Kingman. Steve Crawford now pitching. Carney Lansford is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lansford is 0 for 3 in the game. With a walk, Lansford hits a ball on the ground towards short. Hoffman fields it and throws to second for the out. Davis scores. Two outs. It's Athletics, 9, Red Sox, 9. Mike Heath is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Lansford. The throw from Newman and he is out, Barrett applying the tag. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the Athletics 9, and the Red Sox 9. The Red Sox will come to bat. Tony Armas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Armas is 1 for 4 in the game, with a home run. He's got two RBIs. Armas hits a ball on the ground towards short. Phillips scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Mike Easler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Easler is 2 for 4 in the game, with a single and a home run. He's got two RBIs. Easler strikes out. Two outs. Bill Buckner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Buckner is 0 for 3 in the game. With a walk, Buckner hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Jeff Newman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Newman hits a ball on the ground towards third. Lansford fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 10, with the score, the Athletics 9, and the Red Sox 9. The Athletics will come to bat. Mike Heath is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Heath is 2 for 4 in the game, with two singles. Heath hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Bruce Bochy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bochy is 1 for 4 in the game, with a single. Bochy hits a ball on the ground towards first. Buckner scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Bochy for the out. Heath moves to second. One out. Tony Phillips is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Phillips is 2 for 4 in the game, with two singles. Phillips takes first base on ball 4. Joe Morgan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Morgan is 0 for 1 in the game. Morgan hits a fly ball into center field. Armas settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Ricky Henderson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Henderson is 2 for 3 in the game, with a single, a double, and two walks. Henderson hits a ball on the ground towards third. Boggs fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 10, with the score, the Athletics 9, and the Red Sox 9. The Red Sox will come to bat. Marty Barrett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Barrett is 0 for 3 in the game. With a walk, Barrett hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Glenn Hoffman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hoffman is 1 for 4 in the game, with a single. Hoffman bunts towards the right side of the infield. Morgan misplays the ball. That's an error on Morgan. Barrett moves to second. Wade Boggs is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boggs is 1-for-5 in the game, with a single. Boggs bunts towards third. Lansford fields it and throws to first for the out. Barrett moves to third. Hoffman moves to second. One out. Dwight Evans is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Evans is 2-for-4 in the game, with a double, a home run, and a walk. He's got 2 RBIs. Evans is walked intentionally. Jackie Gutierrez pinch runs for Glenn Hoffman. Jim Rice is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rice is 4-for-5 in the game, with 4 singles. He's got 2 RBIs. Rice hits a long drive deep into center field. That ball is going, going, gone. A grand slam home run. The game is over. The final score, Boston Red Sox, 13, and Oakland Athletics, 9. Goodbye from Fenway Park in Boston.